Welcome to today's Heartland Market Talk. In the grain trade, we had a softer start overnight after the weekend events had President Trump raising his Section 301 tariffs to the maximum 15% after the Supreme Court ruling, which he pretty much knew was coming that way anyway. And some were suspecting this is why China did everything on a handshake and President Trump allowed it, because they're still working on something like phase one they never followed through with, and probably come together with something when he goes to China at the end of this month, on March 31st, I should say, at the end of March, not the end of this month, but end of March, he flies in to China, have trade negotiations. Soybean oil saved the day today, rallying back over 60 cents at one point today, helping lift the grain complex higher on the day, with along with higher the crude oil prices, with another aircraft carrier group moving into the Mediterranean Sea. The Gerald R. Ford group is now in there with the Abraham Lincoln. So the crude oil market height strength helps support soybean oil as well, along with the corn biofuel numbers. It's also EPA week, maybe. They're talking within a few days they might release their RVO expectations and SRE reallocations, which, if they're anything like last June, they'll be pretty good for the grain trade. Wheat was both lower, higher than lower rain forecast for Kansas, southern Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas, where it's so dry, possibly picking up some rain in the 10 to 15 day forecast, helped put last week's spectacular rise into correction mode for today. So currently, we do in the wheat trade have the Minneapolis wheat May contract off a penny and a quarter, 5.98 and three quarters, with September off 2 cents, 6.28 and a half in Kansas City. May down 11 cents right now at 574 and a quarter. July off 10 and a quarter, 586 and a quarter. Chicago wheat, May down 6.5, 575 and a quarter, as the spreads have flipped. Last week, Kansas led Chicago by as much as 10 cents at one time. Now Chicago is a penny stronger than Kansas City for today's action. In the July, Minneapolis wheat down, July Chicago wheat, I should say, down 5.5 cents, 583 and a quarter. In the corn trade, March presently now unchanged at 428, while the May contract up 0.75 cents, 440 and three quarters. We were up over 4 cents earlier on the day. Spectacular export inspection numbers, well above anybody's expectations, whereas the soybeans were on the poor side of division. Also, wheat was pretty fair as well, but corn losing that strength from earlier in the day. July corn up 0.75 cents right now at 449 and a quarter. And December corn, as we get towards the end of the month here, wrapping up the revenue insurance averaging, December corn 464 and three quarters, helping keep our average above 460 for now. The bean contracts, of course, led by the soybean oil strength earlier in the session, we have faded a bit now. The March beans up are down 4 cents, 1134 and a quarter. The May contract down 3.5, 1150 and a quarter, after making a new recovery high earlier in the session, taking out Friday's high. We had a high well over 360 on this May contract. The July beans down 2.5 right now at 1163 and three quarters, while meals off $1.20, May contract 313. Soybean oil still up on the day, up 45 cents at 59.79, giving up its powerful early day strength. If you are an active trader of commodity futures, you need to check out Heartland Investor Services trading app. The markets are moving fast, and you need to know what they're doing. Now, you do not have to place your orders on the app if you don't want to. You can call our brokers. They'll take care of it for you. But in order to see what's going on, this trading app is a must-see. Check it out at heartlandinvest.com. Call us, 701-222-0221. In the cattle trade, we had a cattle on feed report on Friday, considered neutral by most, with the Fed, the placement index, considered slightly friendly. We did open the market steady, rally earlier in the session, and then abruptly collapsed big time. $6 on feeder cattle, several dollars on live cattle in a one-hour window. The box beef is higher on the day, while the feeder index is giving up a dollar. But rumors, and I use the word rumors, circulate that the Greeley packing plant does not have a solid deal with its union, and we may get a strike there, which, of course, whenever you shut down a packing plant, that's always bad for cattle prices, as it's less opportunities to sell to a plant, and that's never good. So the cattle trade softened on that potential rumor. April cattle down $2.20, $239.52. June cattle off $1.65. $235.65, with August cattle off $1.32, $233.35. In the feeders, March about $11 below the feeder index right now. We are down $2.80 at $364.52. April feeders down $2.72, $361.55. But I might add, we were down $5 earlier in the day on these feeder cattle. Fall calves, August down $2.10, $358.10. November off $2.55 at $349.80. Hogs showing a gain right now for the April contract of 2 cents, $93.65. June up 45 cents at $108.27. Metal markets today, we have been all over the place, especially with the stock indexes lower on the day. We have the gold right now for the April contract up $97.50, $5,227, while silver for the March contract, which goes deliverable here at the end of the week, it's up $2.69 right now, $87.25. Energy futures, strong, but they have been fading all during the session from early days strength, having reached $67 on the April contract. Now we're down 13 cents. April crude oil, $66.18. The gasoline April, still up a half a penny, $2.24.5, while diesel fuel April up 3¾ cents a gallon, just shy of $2.51. Any questions, you'll always find us. Our phone numbers are at the website, heartlandinvest.com. You can call and inquire about the upcoming revenue insurance sign-up period. We can tell you about ideas that have been offered through the Big Beautiful Bill and other changes that you may be missing with your current agent. We have it all down on to the pad on paper of what you need to know and hear. Heartlandinvest.com. Thanks for listening, and have a profitable day. Just a reminder to always remember, past results are not indicative of future results. Consider risk carefully before ever investing. Our analogy is made with the best known information that is expected to be true and known, but it changes by the hour in the commodity markets. And so something that could have been considered fact can change as the facts change.